Cook Inlet has apparently lost some of its charm for the oil and gas industry. For the first time ever, when the state offered leases for drilling and exploration in the inlet, it received no bids. State officials blame low oil prices, but as APRN's Rachel Waldholz reports, industry representatives say lawmakers aren't helping.
Sarah Erkman of the Alaska Oil and Gas Association says it comes as absolutely no surprise that companies aren't biting in Cook Inlet.
Companies are looking to make investments. They need some degree of certainty, and there is nothing but uncertainty right now in the Alaska oil and gas industry.
And the blame for that uncertainty? Erkman places it squarely on lawmakers in Juneau, who have been tied up for weeks trying to negotiate a major rewrite of the state's oil taxes. The most recent proposals would either scale back or end the state's generous subsidies for drilling in the inlet. Erkman says companies can't invest when they don't know what the tax structure will be. But state officials say while the debate in Juneau might be part of the problem, there are much bigger issues at play, like the ongoing slump in oil prices. Jim Beckham is the deputy director of the State Division of Oil and Gas.
You know, it's all a matter of perspective, and we just think the main driver of this is the low oil prices and the lack of acreage on major producing trends.
In other words, the acres being offered were in the Cook Inlet version of the boonies, far from infrastructure and expensive to develop. The state isn't worried about the future of the inlet, Beckham says, pointing out that there's plenty of activity right now. The companies Hilcorp and Fury are both producing natural gas, and last month Blue Crest Energy began producing oil. It's also not the first time the state has received no bids on a lease sale, but in the past it's been in more remote areas, like the Alaska Peninsula or the North Slope Foothills region, not usually a major basin like Cook Inlet. The next state lease sale, which will include tracts on the North Slope, is tentatively scheduled for this fall. From the Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholz in Anchorage.